一起祈祷。
Father, we thank you for being our father.
天父，我哋感谢你作我哋嘅父亲。
For you are the father that has covered us with your great love.
因为你将你嘅大爱向我嚟遮盖我哋。
You gave us a love that is unconditional.
你俾我哋嘅爱系无条件嘅。
That while we were sinners, you came to die for us.
当我哋还系作罪人嘅时候，你嚟为我哋死。
Father, we are undeserving of your love.
我哋系唔配得你嘅爱。
Yet you love us.
但系你爱我哋。
We thank you for your kindness, your goodness.
我哋感谢你嘅恩慈。
And we thank you for your patience and perseverance.
我哋感谢你嘅忍耐。
That in the midst of our sins,
喺我哋嘅罪当中
，you are there.
你与我哋同在。
Ready to forgive us.
赦免我哋。
To help us change.
帮助我哋去改变。
Father, you are a God that is joyful when you see us living for you.
天父，当你睇到我哋为你而活嘅时候，你系充满喜乐。
You're God that rejoices when we come to worship and praise you.
当我哋嚟敬拜你嘅时候，你系一个欢喜嘅快乐嘅神。
Father, we come and we give you all praise.
天父，我哋嚟到你嘅面前，将一切嘅赞美
You are most deserving.
归于你，因为你系配得。
Father, for you are our example of how we should be fathers.
你系我哋嘅榜样，我哋应该如何去行？
May your spirit work in our hearts today.
愿你嘅灵喺我哋内心工作。
That as we come to study your word,
让我哋当我哋嚟学习你嘅话语嘅时候
，That you will move us to love the way that you love.
你让我哋学习你如何去爱。
To live the way that you live.
去学习如何去为你生活。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Well, we thank God for all the fathers in our midst.
我哋为到当中嘅父亲。感谢神。
So, since it's Father's Day, I'm going to be talking about some attributes of being a godly father.
咁因为系父亲节，所以我想讲一啲关于点样作为一个属神嘅父亲嘅一啲嘅特性。
In our passage today in 1 Thessalonians 2,
喺我哋今日嘅经文帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章
Paul considers himself a spiritual father to the believers of Thessalonica.
保罗将佢自己睇自己系为信徒的父亲。
So in analogy,
属灵的父亲,
he points out three important duties or important godly characters of a father.
咁佢就讲到有三个属神的特性，这个父亲的属神的特性。
He talks about his work,
讲到他工作,
his words,
他的话语,
and his witness and his walk,
同埋他的行为和见证。
So first of all, the godly father works.
首先就是属神的父亲是工作的。
Right? Every father here labors and toils to provide for the family.
当中的我们当中的父亲都是为了家庭去辛勤的工作。
Right? Verse 9 it says, Brothers, are, for you remember, brothers, our labor and toil.
第九节那里讲到你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌。
That we work day and day.
我们是昼夜做工。
Now, as I see a lot of the fathers out there,
我看到当中有很多的父亲。
I think it is tiring making a living for our family, isn't it?
是为我们家庭的供应的需要供应是很累的，是吧？
Sometimes it's exhausting, finding, you know, making ends meet and able to provide for our family.
有时是为到要供应我们的家庭，我们是会筋疲力尽的。
And living in New York with the highest cost of living, that's sometimes a difficult thing to do.
特别是在纽约住是生活水平这么高。是很困难的。
You know, but it's also, God says, it's part of the curse.
但是神也都说这个是一个咒诅的一部分。
The curse of living in a sinful world.
就是在这个罪恶的世界里面生活的咒诅。
Alright, the world wasn't designed this way that we need to toil and to labor and to suffer through that.
这个世界，神创造这个世界不是这样的，不是要我们去辛苦劳碌。
But it's a curse because of sin, it says in Genesis 3.
但是因为是罪，在创世纪第三章那里讲到，所以我们要汗流满面。
Where it says, only by the sweat of our brow will we eat bread.
你必汗流满面才得糊口。
That's verse 17.
就是17节。
So it's, you know, toiling is difficult because of, partly because of sin.
咁汗流满面是很辛苦的，因为是罪的缘故。
But the godly father's work is much, much more than just providing bread.
但是属神的父亲所工作的是多过要提供食物。
Because God has called fathers to be the spiritual leaders of their household.
因为神呼召父亲要成为这个家庭的属灵的领袖。
You know, we see that all over the place in Colossians 3 and Ephesians 5.
我们在哥罗西书以弗所书都看过讲到。
And our work as godly fathers involves leading our families spiritually.
我们父亲的工作是要在属灵上是要带领家人的。
Now I'm talking to fathers here today.
咁我今日同父亲讲。
But don't tune me out if you're not a father.
咁如果你唔系父亲咧，你唔好话唔听我讲。
Because this is actually the kind of man that God wants you to be.
因为神就系要你成为咁样一个嘅男士。
Don't tune me out if you're a woman.
咁如果你系妇女咧，亦都唔好话唔听我讲。
These are the men that you should desire.
你是应该去渴慕这些这样的男人。
This is the kind of husband that you want.
你就是想要这样的丈夫。
And this is the kind of husband that you want to help pray for.
你都是要为这样的丈夫来到祈祷帮助他。
So pay attention, everyone.
所以每个人都要注意听。
Because our work as a godly man or father involves leading our family.
因为我们作为属灵的父亲我们要是怎样带领我们的家人。
So where does it begin?
咁從邊度開始咧
？All right, in verse 9 it says, what does Paul do? What is his labor to do?
第九節嗰度講到保羅做乜嘢咧？佢辛苦勞碌做乜嘢咧
？All right, and in verse 9 it says he's proclaiming to you the gospel of God.
就係傳神嘅福音俾你哋。
All right, one of the reasons that he's laboring is to bring forth the gospel to be known to his people.
佢其中一個勞碌嘅事咧，就係要將福音帶俾。他所認識的人
right, this is hard work. This is constant work.
这个是一个很辛劳的工作
It's a persistent work.
是一个不止不断的工作
You know, it teaches us that in Deuteronomy 6.
在申命记六章那里告诉我们
And when we read this, we understand that it is something that is done all the time.
当我们读的时候我们就知道这个要时常都是要这样做的
You know, it says, you shall teach them.All right, God, we're talking about teach them God's word diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your home, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as signs on your hand, and they shall be frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
申命记第六章七至九节就系讲到，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
I found this passage a little funny.
我觉得呢段经文好似好有趣。
What are the frontlets of your eyes?
中文冇咩叫做
，verse,
戴在额上
，right? How do you write them? They shall be as frontlets between your eyes.
就系戴在额上为经文，咩意思咧
you know, I always wonder what that meant.
我就谂紧到底咩意思咧
？But it's like these glasses, you know, when you put them on, you realize when you look at things, there's always something in front of you.
咁就係好似眼鏡咁樣，你睇嘢嘅時候咧，有啲嘢喺你前邊。
And a certain view is blocks my vision.
有啲地方咧就好遮咗我嘅視力嘅。
And the frontlets between your eyes, you know, it's like the bridge of your eyes. You put God's word right there that actually covers your face.
戴在額上咧就好似係好似眼鏡咁戴住咧，係遮住你，有遮到一部分嘅。
So no matter where you turn, you kind of see that.Frontlet the bridge.
咁無論你轉去邊個頭，轉去邊個方向咧，你都睇到前面有啲嘢嘅。
And God's word must be seen all the time in our lives.
神嘅話咧，就係應該係喺我哋生命中每時每刻都係要被睇見嘅。
So the preaching of this gospel of God to our children is one of the reasons that God gives us children. One of the main reasons why God gives you children.
所以当神俾你有儿女嘅时候，一个主要嘅目的咧，就系要你将福音传俾佢哋。
2 Timothy 3:15 it says Scripture makes you wise for salvation。
提摩太后书讲到话，圣经能使你因信耶稣基督有得救嘅智慧。
So there's nothing more vital。
所以每一样嘢系更重要。
Nothing more important than your children coming into salvation in Christ.
比你嘅儿女能够得到神嘅救恩更重要。
And as fathers,
作为父亲
，that needs to be our most important calling.
呢个就系应该系我哋最重要嘅呼召。
That everything we do for them revolves around the gospel.
我哋做为佢哋所做嘅每一样嘢，都应该系围绕住福音嘅。
To help them understand who they are in Christ，
让佢哋明白喺基督里边嘅身份。
You know, yes, in our society, in many societies, that the moms are the primary caretakers who raise the children。
冇错，喺我哋嘅社会或者喺好多其社会里边，都系母亲系养育孩子嘅。
But it doesn't mean that the fathers become passive and take a back seat。
咁就系唔等于话父亲就可以被动嘅。可以唔做。
Doesn't mean that they let the moms do all the teaching and the nurturing, and they just go out to work.
唔係讓母親去做曬所有嘅培訓，佢哋淨係去出去工作。
Because ultimately, God is the one that holds the man responsible.
因為最終神係要父親去負責任嘅。
Are they responsible to lead their family?
父親嘅責任就係要帶領佢家庭。
To be the one that nurtures them.
要去養育佢哋。
And this.Passage that we just read in Deuteronomy is talking to the men.
我哋头先读呢段嘅经文就系同男士讲嘅。
So the men are responsible to teach that the God's word into the hearts of our children as well.
男士都应该系负责有责任将神嘅话语教导我哋嘅儿女。
And in verses 11 and 12 in our passage today, Paul emphasizes the father's role.
今日嘅喺呢段经文里边十一。節和十二節，保羅就係講到父親嘅角色。
For he says here, for you know, like a father with his children, we exhort each one of you and encourage you and charge you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into His own kingdom and glory.
你們也曉得我們怎樣勸勉你們、安慰你們、祝福你們各人，好像父親待自己的兒女一樣，要叫你們行事對得起那召你們進他國得他榮耀的神。
Right, this moves us to our second point.
咁我哋就帶到我哋去第二點。
A godly father's word.
一個屬神嘅父親嘅話語。
Paul uses actually three verbs here.
保羅呢度用到三個字。
To exhort, to encourage, and to charge.
三個動詞。勸勉、安慰、祝福。
And we have to understand what is the importance of why he's saying these, why he's using these three words.
咁我哋要知道有咩呢三個字、呢三個詞有咩重要性咧？點解佢咁樣用咧
？What does he want you to exhort you to encourage or charge you to?
咁佢要你勸勉、安慰、祝福啲乜嘢咧
？What does he want you to do? What is the purpose?
佢要你做乜嘢咧？個目的係乜嘢咧？
And what he says here is very important that we understand.
咁佢呢度讲嘅，我好重要，我哋要明白。
To walk in a manner worthy of God.
就系行事对得起神。
Right, that charge, that encourage, that all exhortation is for to exhort you to walk in a manner worthy of God.
所以你做嘅劝勉、安慰、祝福等等，就系要叫你哋行事对得起那召你们进他国嘅神。
That's the purpose of a father.
呢个就系父亲嘅。目的
you know, worthy of God is God pleasing, right? Worthy.
对得起神就系要讨神嘅喜悦。
All right, basically means being obedient to God.
就系要顺服神。
To love God, to glorify God.
要爱神，要荣耀神。
You know, and it's very important for us to understand that.
我哋要明白呢一点系好重要。
Because sometimes we have this very bad tendency, which is actually to separate faith from our everyday lives.
因为我们很多时候有一个的很坏的趋向就是将我们的信心和我们的生活分开。
My faith is expressed in Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, maybe 11 for most of you.
我的信心呢就是在表达在礼拜日早上10点钟或者很多人都是11点钟。
Not too many people show up for Sunday school.
不是很多人来主日学。
And it might start at 11:15 actually for most of you.
或者甚至有啲人係11:15先開始嘅。
But we separate secular life, meaning that we think that coming to worship is spiritual life.
咁我哋就係分開我哋嘅生活，好似話嚟敬拜就係屬靈嘅生活。
But in everyday life, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, it's a secular life. Do whatever I want.
但是星期一至星期六呢就是我们属世的生活。
You know, I know that not, you know, a lot of you Christians understand that's not really how it should be.
咁我哋都知道好多基督徒都明白唔应该咁样。
But sometimes practically that's the way we live.
但系好多时实际上咧，我哋就系咁样生活嘅。
You know, God is only active really on, you know, when we need Him and when we come to worship.
神嘅作用咧，只不过系我哋需要佢嘅时候，或者系我哋敬拜佢嘅时候。
But in our everyday lives, it's separate.
但系我哋每一日咧嘅生活咧，都系同神分开嘅。
But that's not what being a true Christian is.
呢个就唔系真正嘅基督徒应该咁样。
You know, never can separate faith and the world.
我哋唔可以喺呢个世界上，我唔可以将信心同埋呢个世界分开。
You know, your faith in God is your foundation of life.
因为你喺神里边嘅信心就系你生活嘅生命嘅基础。
Your faith in God actually it influences everything you do in life.
你喺对神嘅信心就系影响你生活嘅每一个层面。
The way that you treat people, the way that you treat your coworkers.
你点样对人，你点样对同事。
The way that you work.
你怎样去工作
？The way that you love.
你怎样去爱
？The way that you discipline.
你怎样去教导
？And even the way that you're angry.
你怎样去甚至系发怒
？Being a Christian influences everything.
作为一个基督徒系影响到你整个人嘅。
And it must.
系必须系咁样。
You must. Your faith must affect everything in your life.
你的信心必须是影响你生活的各个层面。
Because we have to understand that God is the basis of all authority and all truth.
因为你要明白，神就是一切真理、权柄的基础。
It's only through our faith can we know what is right and wrong.
只有藉着我们的信心，我们才可以明白什么是对和错。
What is right and wrong is not defined by our society.
对错不是由我们的社会去定的
but it's defined by God.
而是由神定的
and it's because he defines it for us.
因为神为我们定了
that allows us to live in a way that pleases him.
以致我们可以去过一个蒙他喜悦的生活
but it's also a blessing to everyone around us.
也是对我们周围的人的祝福
You know, if we don't live this out, as our faith,
如果我们没有是这样活出我们的信心
You know, our faith is really just some humanistic theories and beliefs.
咁我哋嘅信心咧，只不过系一个嘅人民主义一个嘅
信仰。That are really man-centered.
唔系系人中以人为中心嘅。
And not God-centered.
而唔系以神为中心嘅。
But for a Christian,
但系基督徒嚟讲
，God must be the center.
神应该系中心。
Affects everything we do in life.
是影响我们生活的各个层面。
Or every action, or every thought, and every activity.
每一个行为，每一个思想，每一个活动。
You know, for example, I'll give you a concrete example. When a child throws a tantrum,
给一个例子，就是当一个小孩发脾气。
He wants something, but you don't want to give it to him.
他想要一些东西，你不给他。
And a lot of times we say, okay, you can't have it because daddy says no.
很多时候我们就说，你不要得，因为爸爸说不得。
Right, but in reality, we need to relate this back to his walk in God.
但系实际上，我哋应该将佢带翻嚟与神同行。
Right, how do we understand that?
我哋点样去明白呢一点咧
？We have to think about how does God want this child to behave.
我哋要谂下神点样想呢个孩子去过活。
How would God be pleasing in the attitude of my child at this moment?
喺呢个时候，神点样先会？喜悦我嘅儿女嘅态度咧，
very basic.
就系喺呢个时候系点样咧？系好基好基础嘅。
He wants him to obey your father, right? Obey your parent as one of the Ten Commandments.
你就系想要佢去听话去孝顺父母，系咪十诫嘅其中之一
？You know, so we don't just go around and say, "Oh, you must stop because I said no."
唔可以话你要停，因为我话你要停。
You know, you stop because I'm daddy.
我话你要停，因为我系父亲。
You realize that doesn't work too well, does it?
你都知道唔系好有用嘅，系咪
？Right. And what we need to do, and you know, realizing that we need to help them to learn obedience, and it's connected to the way that they think of God.
我哋要帮助佢明白，佢哋顺服系要同神有关系嘅。
You know, helping them to always see that they are always before the eyes of God.
我哋要帮助佢睇到佢哋永远都系喺神嘅目光之下。
That God is the one that they need to please.
系佢哋系要去讨神嘅喜悦。
And when they are disobeying, we teach them.
当佢哋唔顺服嘅时候，我哋要教导佢哋。
That Son, you're not listening to mom and dad now.
就話孩子，你冇聽父母嘅説話。
And that is not pleasing to God.
咁樣係唔喜悅神嘅。
So I need to help train you. I need to help teach you to love God first above all things.
所以我要幫助你，要教導你，首先要愛神。
All right, they understand that even when they're 6 months to a year old.
佢哋六個月一歲都會明白嘅。
All right, they'll understand it as you say it a lot more enough.
你講得夠多咧，佢哋會明白嘅。
All right, that yeah, I need to teach you to obey God.
我哋要教導你去順服神。
To love God.
去愛神。
God tells you to obey your parents.
神話你要。孝順父母，聽父母話。
And therefore, when I tell you to do something,
所以當我叫你做嘢嘅時候，
God is pleased when you obey.
如果你順服咧，神就開心。
Because ultimately, your authority comes from God.
因為你嘅權力係從神而嚟嘅。
All right, your authority doesn't come just because you gave this. You didn't give this. You know, your mother gave birth to this child.
咁你嘅權力咧，唔係因為你個。个母亲生咗你个儿仔出嚟。
Authority and right to teach them actually comes from God Himself.
呢个权力，呢个佢教导佢哋权力系从神嚟嘅。
God gives parents the authority to teach their child.
神俾父母有权力去管教佢嘅儿女。
That is their responsibility.
呢个系佢哋嘅责任。
So we must point them back to God.
所以我哋要将佢哋带翻神嗰度。
Help them to see that the disobedience to me is actually rebellion against God.
要让佢哋睇到你唔听我嘅话，其实就系反叛神。
And when we feed them this word, this gospel,
当我哋用福音神嘅话去教导佢哋嘅时候
，the Spirit uses His words to work in the child's heart.
神就用圣灵就用神嘅话去喺呢个孩童嘅心里边工作。
To help them to realize, yeah, you need to repent of disobedience and say sorry to mommy and daddy.
帮助佢哋要知道要去悔改。要为到佢哋嘅反叛去悔改，要同父母讲，因为系唔讨神嘅喜悦。我哋要教导佢哋去行事为人对得住神。
That's how we need to deal with all our children, whether they're five months old or teenagers.
我哋就系要咁样去教导我哋嘅儿女，无论佢哋系五个月大定系。少年人
you know, even when they become old like they're 20 year olds, they understand why we're teaching them.
就算系佢哋二十岁嘅时候，佢哋都要明白我哋点解要教导佢。
So they must understand that we teach them out of love for God.
佢哋要明白我哋系因为我哋爱神去教导佢。
Help them understand their responsibility before God.
要教导佢哋明白佢哋喺神面前嘅责任。
You know, Proverbs 22:15 it says.We discipline is to chase the foolishness bound up in our children's heart.
愚蒙迷住孩童嘅心，用管教嘅杖可以远远赶除。
You know, because disobedience is foolishness.
唔顺服系一个愚蒙。
You know, and we need to teach them that to understand it that way.
我哋要教导佢去明白。
You know, that's what it means to walk in a manner worthy of God.
呢个就系要。喺神嘅
，worthy of God，
系配得神嘅，要喺神嘅教导之下生活。
So the two verbs that Paul actually gives us，
保罗呢度俾我哋有两个
，exhorting and encouraging， exhorting and encouraging，
安慰同埋鼓勉励同埋鼓励。
Okay， they're kind of like synonyms。
就好似係同義詞。
You know, it's like urging to console, to comfort, actually.
就係要勉勵、去鼓勵、去安慰佢哋。
And Paul a lot of times used these words together.
保羅好多時都將呢啲字擺埋一齊。
So the idea is the father is to urge, to encourage Christian living.
所以父親就係要去催促、要去鼓勵過一個基督徒嘅生活。
You know, would provide godly guidance.
要俾佢哋一個敬虔嘅引導。
You know, fathers, God has given us this amazing, incredible power to affect and shape a life of another individual.
神俾咗我哋有一个呢个嘅不可思议嘅能力，去影响、去塑造另一个人。
And we have to see that as a privilege and opportunity.
我哋要睇到呢一个系一个嘅特权，一个嘅机会。
You know, God says to build His kingdom.
神话要去建立佢嘅国度。
And when you're a father, God gives you that opportunity to build His kingdom with this little child in your hands.
咁神就系俾你有一个机会去建立佢嘅国度，就系帮助呢个小朋友。
And He's making you His instrument, His agent to teach this child.
让你成为 教导这个小孩子的角色的领袖。
So the idea to encourage them, to exhort them,
就是要带领他们，去鼓励他们。
It's the idea of supporting them and giving them direction in life.
就是支持他们，帮助他们在生命生活上有方向。
You know, a lot of people, when we talk about our children, we talk about direction in life, we talk about, oh, what is their career going to be?
很多時候當我們講到是兒女的時候，我們講到他生命的生活的方向的時候，我們都是想到是他做什麼工。
You know, a lot of times we talk about, oh, what is the direction of life? What are they going to do to earn money and make a living?
我們講到生活的方向的時候，很多時候我們都會講到他做什麼工，怎樣去過生活。
You know, but that's not the real, true importance of life.
但是這個其實不是生命的最重要 的地方。
You know, maybe Mabel and I are wrong.
或者我和 Mabel 是做错了。
You know, but we never really talked about what career they should choose in high school.
我们在高中的时候都没有和我们的女儿讲过他们应该找什么做什么。
Maybe we're a little negligent in that aspect.
做什么的事业，或者我们在这方面是无知。
But I always had to trust that God gives them a liking to something.
但是我们相信神是会给他们一个的想有一個嘅工作，佢哋係會想去做。
So in my mind, actually, a career is actually secondary.
對我嚟講，一個嘅事業係次要嘅。
You know, it is important to find something that God calls them to do.
好重要，神佢哋要知道神呼召佢哋做乜嘢事。
What is important for their lives? What do they seek for?
佢哋要尋求啲乜嘢
？But my attitude is always career is secondary. God will implant in them some desire that they will want.
但对我来讲，我认为事业是次要的，神会给他们一个想法，他想做什么。
So we encourage them, whatever God opens that door to, what you like, we encourage them to see.
所以我们就鼓励他们，你喜欢什么，神开什么的门，你们去寻求。
Our importance in raising them is helping them to develop in character, in understanding of Christ.
但是我们最重要的目的就是帮助他们成长，去明白基督。
To know how God wants them to live.
要知道神想他们怎样去过生活。
Right, and how even in your career, how you use that for God's kingdom.
甚至是你的事业上面，你都要知道怎样去用你的事业来去为神工作。
When they're going to study nursing, speech therapy, or even veterinarian, these things are God that's working in their own hearts.
咁就算他们现在想做做护士、做兽医等等，都是神在他们内心的工作。
But they hopefully see how they can use their gifts.To glorify God.
就是希望他们能够用他们的恩赐去荣耀神。
So that's how we're to exhort, to encourage our children.
我们就是要这样去鼓励我们的儿女。
And we encourage them with our words.
我们就是用我们的话语去鼓励他们。
You know, just as we learned today about the confession.
我们今天的信仰问答讲过。
Proverbs 18 says that our tongues, it has the power to give life.
箴言十八十八章讲到我们生死在舌头的权下，
But it also can bring death.
也都可以有生，也都可以带死。
We can encourage them.
我们要鼓励他们。
But we can also discourage them a lot.
但是我们也都会令到他们失望。
Because parents' words carry a lot of weight.
因为父母的话语是很很有分量的。
And what we speak and how we speak and what we say.Actually, help them and develop them to grow.
我哋讲乜嘢，我哋点样讲，系帮助佢哋去点样去成为一个人。
So our words of encouragement.
所以我哋鼓励嘅话语
，you know, can be very motivating to them to have courage to go and walk in faith.
可以去鼓励佢哋去喺凭信心而行。
That in their fears, we can encourage them and exhort them that God is with them. Do not fear.
在他们恐惧、担心的时候，我们可以鼓励他们，不用
怕。And even when there are setbacks, when things don't work out in life,
当他们受到挫折，或者不是他们所希望的事情发生的时候，
we've helped them to see the character of God, that he is unchanging.
我们要帮助他们看到神的特性是不会改变的。
In the midst of our suffering, he is the same.
在我们的苦难当中，神是一样的。
And he has promised to carry you through that.
他也都应许说要帮助我们去渡过。
A dad's word of comfort.
所以父亲的安慰的话语。
It helps them to get back up.
帮助佢哋去起身。
And go do it again what they were knocked down.
喺当佢被打倒嘅时候，可以再次起身，去再继续前行。
To turn their faith and trust in God.
将佢哋继续去信靠神。
You know, Father's words have the ability to turn them to Christ.
父亲嘅话语可以帮助佢哋去转向基督。
You know, first Proverbs 15:4 says, "It's a gentle tongue is a tree of life."
箴言十五章四节嗰度四十四节讲到善良嘅舌是生命树。
But perverse tongue crushes his spirit.
乖谬的嘴使人心碎。
You know, so our words must be words that are saturated with Scripture.
所以我哋嘅话语应该系充满神嘅话。
You know, Jeremiah 15 tells us words bring life.
耶利米书十五章话俾我哋听。话语是有能力的。
2 Timothy 3:16, we read that all the time.
提摩太后书我们经常都读的。
All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
The purpose is that man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work.
目的就是要叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
So it's the words that we say.
所以我们讲的话
is what helps to equip our children.
就是帮助去我们的儿女
for every good work.
是做预备行各样的善事。
And it's the use of God's word.
就是用神的话语
that invites the Holy Spirit to work in the lives of our children.
请圣灵入到我们儿女的心里面工作。
Now our children will struggle.
我们的儿女是会有挣扎。
There are children that struggle with faith for years.
儿女会可以会在信心里面去不断的挣扎。
The parents keep faith and trusting in God's word.
但是父母就是要继续的信靠神。
That when we trust in God's word, God's word is what will work, continue to work in their heart.
当我们信靠神的话语神的话语就会继续在他们的内心里面工作。
So、even when you see your faith,
当你看到你的儿女在信心里面有挣扎的时候
God calls us to continue to point them to Christ and His word.
神教导我们就是要继续的带他们去到神的话语那里。
And our trust is that He will work in their hearts.
我们的信靠就是神会在他们的心里面工作。当他们挣扎的时候
Now God wants them to walk through that road.
神要就是要他们去经历这些。
You know, Peter says they put their faith through that crucible so it comes out pure like gold.
彼得就是说他要将他们的信心放在这里让他们试炼出来的时候是金。
So we exhort and encourage.
所以我们要去鼓励他们。
We point them back to God.
将他们带回神那里。
You know, reminding them always who God is and what He's done.
就是要提醒他们神是哪一位神所做的事
And it goes back to teaching them the gospel.
就是要继续的就是讲到要将福音跟他们
Reminding them who they are in Christ.
提醒他们在基督里面他们是哪一位
You know, and let God actually work in their hearts.
让神在他们的心里面工作
It's only His work that can bring that repentance and faith.
只有神的话语才可以带来悔改和信心
Yeah.And we also encourage our children by being present.
我们也都藉着我们的同在去鼓励我们的儿女。
The word translated encourage,
鼓励这个字的翻译
is a word that literally means to call someone alongside.
字面上讲就是的意思就是呼召某人同行。
It gives you an idea of walking alongside them, strengthening them,carrying them as they go through their journey.
这个意思就是说要跟他们一起同行去帮助他们去带领他们。
You know, it's a picture of a coach who's cheering you on, who's lifting you up to continue to do and strive to succeed.
就好像一个教练在你旁边一路的鼓励你帮助你。
You know, you can do this.
你可以做得到的。
Do your best.
尽力而为。
As you trust in the Lord.
又信靠主。
You know, one of our surveys that we found in the United States.
咁喺美国里边有一个嘅调查，民意调查。
The funny thing is that you would think that children in the United States actually spend a lot of time with their parents.
你以为喺美国嘅儿女同佢哋嘅父母有好多时间一齐
？But it's actually the opposite.
但其实不是，是相反。
That children in the United States are the children that spend the least time with their parents.
在美国的儿女其实是比起其他地方是用花最少的时间跟父母在一起的。
All right, meaning that a lot of times parents, the children's schedules are so set up with so many things to do that really they have no interaction between parents and children.
就是说很多时候的儿女都是很多的活动，他们基本上都没什么时间跟父母有什么的交通。
You know, they're going from one activity to the other.
就是从一个活动去另一个活动。
From one academic training to the other.
从一个的学术上的教导到另一个。
From one daycare to another
parent. 从一个地方去到另一个地方。
And there's not enough interaction between real parents and real children.
是没有真正的跟父母有关联。
And there's a survey that says American children have the least interactions with their parents.
这个调查就是说美国的儿孩子很少跟父母一起的时间。
It's not the way that God wants us to raise them.
这个不是神要我们去这样养育我们儿女的。
We have to look for time to spend quality time with our children each week.
我们每一个星期都要找时间跟我们儿女一起。
To be involved in the activities of their lives.
参与他们的活动。
You know why?
为什么呢?
It's only when you pay attention to them that you can always see their bad character.
就是你要注意他们的时候，你才看到他们做错什么。
They're going to be really darlings if all they do is go to a, you know, one teacher after another.
如果他们从一个先生去另一个先生那里，
well, unless the teachers complain to you.
除非个先生同你抱怨。
But you can never see the character of your children if you don't spend time with them.
如果你不同他们花时间同他们一起，你就会看不到他们的特性是怎样。
Point them to Christ and correct them and discipline them in a godly way if you don't know what they need.
如果你不花时间同他们一起，你就看不到他们，就不可以带领他们。指導他們回到基督那裡。
So you need time with them.
所以你是需要花時間跟他們一起的。
Everybody says, oh, you need quality time, quality time.
很多人都說你要質量的時間。
But you have to realize you can't have quality without quantity.
但是如果你沒有數量呢，你是不會有質量的。
My wife always complains, I don't have any time with you.
我太太經常都說我沒有時間跟你一起。
But we have quality time, I drove you to shopping.
我說有啊，我有質量的時間啦，我帶你去買東西。
You know, that's once in a week, you know. But you have to do it often enough so that you can actually produce conversation.
这个就是可能是一个星期一次的，但是你要时时都做，你才可以有对话。
And with the children the same way, you're not going to be able to talk to them just to driving them to soccer, ballet, and everything else under the sun, and all you have time with them is in the car.
咁对于你嘅儿女都系咁样，如果你系所做嘅都系揸车载佢呢度，载佢嗰度，载佢所有嘅地方。
Yeah, and they're sleeping or watching their TV.
或者佢哋瞓觉时候，或者系佢哋睇电视。
Can't have quality without quantity.
你冇数量咧，就唔会有质量嘅时间。
So to encourage children, we must have a presence with them.
所以我哋要鼓励我哋嘅儿女咧，我哋要与佢哋同一齐。
You know, don't be so consumed about providing physical needs.
不要只是想着要供应他们物质上的需要，
that we don't see their emotional and spiritual needs.
而看不到他们的属灵的和感情上的需要。
You know, the character of salvation of our children is much, much more important than having the best clothes.
我们儿女的品性和他们的得救是比他们有什么的衣服衣着更有价值。
Doesn't necessarily mean having the Air Jordan sneakers.
他们不是一定要有一个某一个名牌的波鞋。
You know, the Bible says, what profits a man if he loses his soul?
圣经都讲，
the whole world, but loses his soul.
如果一个人赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
The third verb he uses is charge.
第三个字这里用的就是祝福。
It means to affirm and testify.
就或者是，的意思是肯定或者是见证。
Right, so Paul is testifying to these people as his children.
保罗咧就向呢啲好似作为佢儿女嘅人去见证。
He's testifying to his experience in Jesus Christ as Lord.
将佢喺基督里边作基督作佢嘅主嘅经历向人见证。
He's testifying of giving a personal witness of what Christ has done for him.
佢讲到讲嘅佢自己基督喺佢身上所做嘅事，佢作呢个嘅见证。
Now sometimes God helps us.
有时候神帮助我们。
That when we go through difficulties in our lives,
当我们在生命里面经历困难的时候，
it's given there for a purpose.
是有目的的。
So that we may be able to share our experiences with others.
以致我哋可以与别人分享我哋嘅经历。
To be able to lift others up in the midst of their pain.
当佢哋喺痛苦里边，我哋可以帮助佢哋。
Because God has worked us through that pain as well.
因为神曾经亦都帮助我哋经历咗同样嘅痛苦。
So this is the idea of giving that personal witness.
呢个就系个人嘅见证嘅意思。
You know, because God comforts us in our troubles.
当神在我们的困难里面安慰我们的时候
so that those troubles that we face,
我们所面对的困难
we can learn to comfort others.
我们就可以学习去安慰他人
Now that's what he says in 2 Corinthians 1:4.
在哥林多后书一章四节就是这样
说 So as a father,
作为一个父亲
we are to testify, to affirm to our children.
我们就要去见证在我们的儿女的身上去跟他们确认
What we experience,
我们所经历的
we experience the goodness of God, the loving of God,
我们所经历神的爱，神的美善
the joy of walking close to God,
与神同行的喜乐
You know, the charge is an invitation to our children to follow in our footsteps.
我们就是要鼓励我们儿女去跟随我们的脚踪
You know, that's the idea of helping them to walk along us.
就是帮助他们与我们同行
You know, and that's very important.
是很重要
you know, this brings us to our third point.
就带我们去第三点
You know, a godly father walks or sets a godly example for his children.
敬虔的父亲会为儿女作一个榜样
He says in verse 10 in 1 Thessalonians 2:10, you are witnesses, and God also, how holy and righteous and blameless was our conduct towards you believers.
我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁、公义、无可指责，有你们作见证，也有神作见证。
So Paul's calling these people that he's witnessing to about his exemplary life that he lives with them.
保罗就是向他所见证的人，话俾佢哋，让佢哋要睇到佢系喺佢哋面前系点样过一个生活嘅。
You know, Paul understood that it's God who calls him.
保罗明白是神呼召他
that he was saved by grace.
他是因为恩典他得救
And he understands that in verse 10 that he is part of his kingdom and his glory.
他明白第十节讲到他就是他的国度他的荣耀的一部分
And that one day we will also each other, all of us will enter that eternal kingdom and share in the glory of Christ.
有一天我们每一个人都会是分享进入神的国度，分享祂的荣耀。
You know, we have to understand that.
我们要明白这一点。
Right? You are to share in God's kingdom, to share in His glory.
你要分享神的国度，分享神的荣耀。
You know, this is the assurance that we should have.
这个是我们应该有的确据。
That helps to govern our lives.
去帮助我们怎样去过生活。
To make us want to please God, to live for God.
让我们愿意去渴慕去讨神的喜悦。
You know, because he's actually given you his kingdom. You are his child.
因为他已经给了他的国度给你，因为你是他的儿女。
You're promised heirs of this wonderful kingdom.
你是神所应许的这个国度的儿女。
You know, we should worship.
我们应该去敬拜。
We should praise him.
我们应该去赞美。
We should live for him.
我们应该去为他而活。
And rejoice because of what he's done for us.
我们因为他所为我们预备的，我们去喜乐。
You know, this is the verb that he uses if in verse 1 Thessalonians 12. Whoops, never mind. God calls us to salvation.
神就呼召我们去得救。
And he's calling us constantly to remember who you are.
他是不断地呼召我们去提醒我们是哪一个。
That you are heirs to his eternal kingdom.
你是他永恒国度的后裔。
You share in his grace.
你是分享他的恩典。
And he calls us to live lives that are holy.
他呼召我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
You know, 1 Peter says, Be as he which he hath called you, but he which hath called you is holy. So be ye holy in all manner of conversation, which is behavior, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy.
彼得前书那里讲到，那召你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So what Paul is saying, he has experienced this wonderful grace of God.
保罗就 讲到佢系经历咗神呢个奇妙嘅恩典。
He's tasted it.
佢尝试咗。
He's experienced how good it is.
佢经历咗系何等嘅美妙。
And therefore, it's motivation.
所以佢嘅动机就系。
And this is the taste where he's motivating the believer to live in obedience to God.
佢就系要鼓励信徒要去顺服神，过顺服嘅生活。
As he testifies to his own obedience, his own taste of who God was.
佢就系自己嘅见证，佢系尝过神系边一位。
So that's the same way as for us as fathers.
同样，我哋父亲亦都系咁样。
We're to call our children to walk holy and righteous before God.
我哋亦都要呼召我哋嘅儿女，佢喺神嘅面前要过圣洁嘅生活。
Because we've tasted how good that is.
因为我哋已经尝试咗系何等嘅美好。
That when we walk in obedience to God.
当我哋顺服神嘅生嘅时候，
God leads us and blesses our lives.
神带领我哋，祝福我哋。
And when you count your blessings in your life and see what God has done in your life.
当你数算你嘅恩典，睇神喺你嘅祝福，喺你生命里边嘅祝福嘅时候，
and help your children to see how He's blessed you.
你就帮助你嘅儿女睇到你系几咁蒙福。
That is motivation for them.
呢个就系佢哋嘅动机。
That spurs them on to live righteous before God.
去鼓励佢哋喺神面前过公义嘅生活。
So husbands, we must, you know, no, sorry, fathers, we must show them what it means to walk in fellowship with God.
所以父亲你要去表现你点样叫向你儿女表现乜嘢叫做与神同行。
They must see us loving and serving Him.
佢要睇到我哋系爱神去服侍神。
You know, our faith in Christ would be an encouragement to them.
我哋喺神里边嘅信心对佢哋都系一个鼓励。
To do what？
去做乜嘢咧
？To walk in a manner worthy of the Lord。
就系去行配得与神同行。
Because when they see the wonderful grace of God in your life，
因为佢哋睇到神喺你嘅生命里边所做嘅事
，It'll spur them on to do the same。
就鼓励佢哋去做同样嘅事。
We show them the taste, our taste of God's goodness.
我哋让佢哋睇到我哋尝试神嘅美善。
That is something that they will also desire.
让佢哋亦都愿意去渴慕。
You know, that's the wonderful privilege that God has given to us as fathers.
呢个就系神俾我哋父亲嘅一个特权。
That we've experienced and tasted His goodness.
我哋经历咗神嘅美善。
We have the responsibility and privilege now to show that to our children.
我哋而家有特权去向我哋嘅儿女展现
，to testify to it to our children，
去系向我哋嘅儿女做见证。
And God gives us the strength to do that。
神亦都俾我哋有嘅能力去做。
He doesn't just call you to do it on your own。
佢唔系呼召你自己去做。
He's promised to give you the Holy Spirit in your life。
佢应许圣灵会与你同在。
God is the one that says He will give you the strength to do that。
神话佢就系会俾你有呢个力量去做。
You know, He never calls you to do anything。Without giving you the ability and the strength to do so,
佢唔会净系去叫你做某一样事，唔俾你有力量
去做。But as a father, we must draw close to God.
作为父亲，我哋自己要亲近神。
We have to walk in fellowship with Him.
我哋要与神同行。
And depend on Him, pray, knowing our strength comes through Him.
要倚靠神，要祈祷，因为知道我哋嘅能力系从神而嚟。
So prayer must be a daily routine of fathers.
所以父亲每一日。应该有祈祷的时间。
Reading God's word and meditating and praying.
读神的话语，默想，祈祷。
God will mold you.
神会塑造你。
And use you to be a blessing to your family.
用你成为你家人的祝福。
Pray daily for the Spirit to work in the hearts of your children and your family.
每一日为到你的家庭的儿女求神圣灵，求圣灵去工作。
And for wives and for children here.
对于在座的妻子儿女
，Pray for your husband, pray for your father.
为你嘅丈夫祈祷，为你嘅父亲祈祷。
It's God's work that is also working in them.
因为神嘅工作亦都喺佢哋嘅身上。
Honor and respect them.
尊敬去佢哋。
Lift them up.
举起佢哋。
Encourage them.
鼓励佢哋。
To lead. To lead.
去带领。
And love the Lord.
去爱神。
Let's pray.
让我哋一齐祈祷。
Father, we thank you for it is. Your grace that gives us strength.
天父，我哋感谢你系你嘅恩典，俾我哋有力量。
To be able to live a life that is pleasing to you.
让我哋可以过一个蒙你喜悦嘅生活。
Father, we thank you for it is your promise of your Spirit to dwell within us.
天父，我哋感谢你，你应许圣灵喺我哋当中。
To mold us and to make us.
去塑造我哋。
To be able to please you.
以致我哋可以蒙你嘅悦纳。
To be able to turn from sin.
让我哋可以转离罪。
But to turn into righteousness.
转向。
To seek what is worthy of you. Father, for it is only by your strength that enables us to walk a holy life.
天父唯有藉住你嘅能力，先我哋先可以过一个公义嘅生活。
And I pray that your Spirit will continue to work in us.
我求你嘅灵继续喺我哋里边动工。
To every person here.
在我们当中每一个人当中
，No matter whether they're fathers or mothers，
无论是父亲、母亲
，Children, parents，
儿女、父母
，Adults，
成人
，Lord work in all of us，
在我们每一个人当中工作
，For you do call us to live worthy of you, O Lord，
因为你是呼召我们与蒙召的恩相称
，And you are the one that gives us strength to do that，
是你给我们有力量去这样做
，Father give us that vision to see who you are。
求主帮助我哋去睇到你系边一位
，so that we can actually be joyful in our lives，
以致我哋嘅生命里边能够有喜乐。
For as we've learned in Sunday school today，
因为我哋今日喺主日学亦都学到
，our joy can never be complete，
我哋嘅喜乐唔会得到完全。
If we don't see your glory，
如果我哋见唔到你嘅荣耀嘅时候
，if we don't worship you with all our hearts and our souls，
如果我哋唔系尽心尽性嘅去敬拜你。
Father, I thank you for all the fathers in our midst.
天父，我哋为到当中嘅父亲感谢你。
May you grant them.
求你帮助佢哋。
The strength of your Spirit.
赐佢哋你嘅能力。
To live lives to be that example to their family.
去过一个生活能够作为佢家庭嘅榜样。
May you work in all the lives of the families here.
喺我哋当中嘅每一个家庭去动工。
That they will be a family of faith.
让佢哋成为信心之家。
To grow in you.
在你里面成长
We lift this in Jesus' name
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祈求
Amen, Amen.